Maranatha and Mike Tagubin. We welcome you, beloved, to a few moments of fellowship around the truths of God's Word. For the bread of God is He, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Welcome, beloved, to a few moments of Bible study together as we're considering the subject of rejection, the impact that it's had upon every one of our lives, and we're looking toward the answer for rejection. And, beloved, it's a wonderful, wonderful answer. Presently, we're studying about Jacob and his experiences with rejection, and we're looking at the first book of the Bible, the place of beginnings, and there we see a wonderful example of rejection. And if you'll look with me, we're in Genesis chapter 29, and we've just considered how that Rachel and Leah were struggling because Jacob had been tricked into marrying Leah, whom he did not love, and Rachel, whom he did love, he married a week later and worked for 7 more years for Rachel. Remember, he worked 7 years for Rachel, and then his uncle tricked him into marrying Leah, and so he worked 7 more years for Rachel, because he loved her, but he did not love Leah. As a matter of fact, in verse 30, the Bible says, And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, and I want you to notice that statement, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Do you see the rejection here, beloved? She was rejected. She was rejected because she was not loved. And she even used the word hated, and said that the Lord saw that she was hated. And so she said that she would name her first son that God gave her, Reuben, and said now maybe her husband would love her. She's longing for acceptance. She's longing for love. And we see how deep this longing really is. Verse 33, she conceived again and bare a son, and said, Because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon. Do you see, beloved, rejection, the impact that it had upon Jacob's life? He rejected his brother Esau. And be not deceived, beloved, God is not mocked. You cannot trick and manipulate Almighty God. You cannot go contrary to His Word and see His blessings upon your activities. You reject God, you reject His Word, and, beloved, you will reap what you have sown. It's the law of God, just like the law of gravity. If a man sows bad seed, he'll reap a bad harvest, and you always reap more than you sow, and you reap later than you sow. And thus we see some of the sowing and reaping. He was rejected by his uncle from getting the girl that he loved. He was tricked and deceived and rejected. And so we see how God is at work in this entire situation, how Leah is longing for acceptance and love. Verse 33, she conceived again, bare a son, and said, Because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, He hath therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, verse 34, and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons, therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and she said, Now will I praise the Lord, therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. We see that she's longing for love. She's longing for acceptance. And, beloved, when people have been rejected, as we all have in one form or another, to one extent or to one degree as another, we see that we go to a great extent to seek acceptance, to seek love, to be a part of a group that will accept us, a part of a group that will love us. And people are rejected for their appearance. They're rejected for their behavior. They're rejected for who they are. All kinds of rejection. The nation of Israel experiences so much rejection, and we'll see why as we continue our study. Rejection begets rejection, beloved. And we see in chapter 30 now, And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. Oh, she was crying out to her husband now. She's rejecting him. She's saying, It's your fault. You give me children, or else I'm going to die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, Behold my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Here we see that Rachel is rejecting God's way now. Rachel's going to help God out. How many times in our effort to gain acceptance, we do things that are contrary to the will of God and contrary to the Word of God, and so we see more rejection. And thus, verse 3, she said, Behold my maid, go in unto her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son, and Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed, and she called his name Naphtali. Now we see here the competition between the two sisters and their rejection of one another. And we see the conflict, we see the chaos in this family, we see the turmoil, all because of rejection and the problems that it is causing. Now notice what Leah does then in verse 9. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah her maid and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And here we see that these women are competing with one another and are rejecting one another and are envying one another, being spiteful to one another. And Jacob's right in the midst of all this conflict that's going on. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And verse 14, Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, Give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, Therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. Look how they're manipulating their husband. All of this because of rejection. And we see the manipulation that's going on here between these two women because of their husband. And we see that Leah said, "You have taken my husband away from me." And Rachel said, "All right, you give me what I want, and then you can have my husband tonight." And so we see that the chaos, the sin, the problems that rejection is causing in this family. And Jacob, verse 16, came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, "God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me." You see, Leah still longing for her husband's acceptance. She's still longing to be accepted of her husband. And so we see the degree of extent that these women are going to, trying to gain acceptance, trying to gain what they're longing for. Leah said, "God hath endowed me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Now we see Rachel still longing for a child, and she's still crying out for a child, and she feels rejected by God, and she's crying out, "Lord, give me a child." And so God hearkened to her prayer and to her cry, and she conceived and bare a son and said, "God hath taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph and said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, "Send me away, that I may go into mine own place and to my own country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee." And Laban said unto him, "I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake." And now Laban doesn't want to let Jacob go. He wants to hold on to Jacob, and he wants to keep Jacob in his employ. And he said, "Appoint me thy wages, and I will give it." And so now he's going to hire Jacob. And what will be the outcome? Well, join us next time, and we'll see. Till then, bye now.